TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hi, I'm Bob Baker.
And I'm Jill Hardiker.
And together we are Sound and Vision,
bringing you the best information, technology and interviews for the visually impaired and those supporting them.
This time we're looking at travelling with a visual impairment. What help is available and how to book it? First of all, we look to air travel.
The most important thing is preparation and making sure that your travel company is aware of your needs. Most airlines require at least 48 hours notice of this to make your travel experience smoother.
Over 75 airports globally, including 17 in the UK and Ireland, are covered by a company called ABM, who provide passenger services for travellers with reduced vision. Personnel are trained to describe the layouts of the surroundings, distances, stairs and obstacles using non-visual language.
They offer guiding and navigation with dedicated staff, providing sight guidance and verbally offering an arm or an elbow, which includes personal guidance and navigation from your arrival drop-off point to the departure gate. Assistance with navigation to the terminal, duty-free and security areas, and pre-boarding onto the aircraft. They can also help with retrieving luggage and navigating to your onward transport at your destination.
If you'd like to take your guide dog, ABM ensure service animals remain with the passenger, are safely processed through security, and have access to airport relief areas.
ABM integrates with programmes like the Hidden Disability Sunflower Lanyard Scheme, helping staff quickly identify and support passengers who have low vision or non-visible sight conditions. Visually impaired assistance with ABM or any other airport special assistance provider is completely free of charge.
ABM stand at the airport can offer help if needed and you haven't already booked. The good news is that UK airports and airlines are legally required to provide special assistance to people with disabilities who travel by air at no extra charge and with no proof of disabilities needed.
Next, we approach the Rail Delivery Group to find out about what assistance is available for visually impaired travellers on the trains. A Rail Delivery Group spokesman said,
"Making the railway more accessible is important so passengers can travel independently, safely and with confidence. We are working to improve the support available for people with accessibility needs, including those who are blind and partially sighted. We want a railway that works for everyone. To help make this happen, we are working with customers, accessibility groups, organisations supporting blind and partially sighted people, and our staff to make improvements across the network."
The statement continued to say that a range of support is already in place to help people travel more easily. Braille station maps to help blind and partially sighted passengers understand station layouts. Disability persons' rail cards give eligible passengers discounted fares on national rail journeys. Good Maps technology, which is available at certain stations, uses a phone app to give step-by-step audio directions inside stations, helping visually impaired passengers find their way independently. The Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Lanyard lets help staff know that a passenger may need extra help, time or support. Audio announcements on trains and in stations with clearer and simpler language introduced recently make information easier to understand.
Passenger Assist and Turn Up and Go offer help with things like boarding, changing trains or getting around the station, whether booked in advance or requested on arrival. Priority seating near the train doors, making it easier for the passenger who needs to sit close to the exit. Tactile paving along the platform edges, providing a textured surface to help passengers identify where the platform edge is safely.
For further information about National Rail Enquiries, Journey Planning and Passenger Assist, you can phone 03457 48 49 50 And that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, except Christmas Day. Or you could email customer.relations@nationalrail.co.uk.
Maybe you'd like to take a long-distance trip by bus or coach. Most companies offer assistance to visually impaired travellers, and this is what we learned. We started with National Express, which has a dedicated assisted travel team service to support customers wishing to use their long-distance fleet of coaches. VI solo travellers can request assistance by filling in the online form or calling 037 17 81 81 81, and that's from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or by emailing the service team at addl@nationalexpress.com.
Next, we looked at Megabus UK, which offers free travel companions for eligible blind passengers and provides pre-booked boarding and station assistance. If you have visual impairments, you can request alternative journey formats like large print and notify the driver of your specific stop so they can alert you when you arrive. You can email enquiries@megabus.co.uk or you can call 0141 352 4444. And that's during business hours, which are Monday to Sunday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. They ask that you have your booking reference number ready if you have a query about an existing reservation. So what help is there for VI ferry travellers?
Ferry operators provide extensive assistance for blind and visually impaired passengers, including guided boarding, orientation, braille signage, and permission for guide dogs. By law, UK and EU ferry operators must provide this help for free, provided you request it in advance.
Staff can meet you at the terminal, help you navigate through the port, assist you during boarding and disembarkation, and help you locate seating or toilets. Crew members can guide you round the ship to familiarise you with the layout. Some UK operators, such as Whitelink, even use audio-described QR codes in terminals. Ships generally feature braille signage, tactile lift buttons, and frequent audible announcements for safety updates.
Registered guide dogs and assistant dogs travel completely free of charge and have access to passenger decks and facilities. Many operators like CalMac and Whitelink allow your fully sighted carer or companion to travel for free if you need dedicated assistance during your crossing.
You must notify the ferry company of your specific requirements when booking, or at least 48 hours before you travel. This allows staff to flag your reservation, arrange priority parking close to lifts if you're travelling with a vehicle, and ensure the correct number of crew are available to support you. You can check route details or pre-arrange your assistance on the operator websites. If you're using a travel agent, then they can do that for you.
Within the four countries of the UK, there are different ways of accessing help. Let's start with England. Blind and visually impaired travellers are eligible for free bus travel and discount train travel across England under the government-backed schemes.
Blind travellers in Wales receive substantial concessions, including free bus travel, discount on train tickets for you and a companion. These benefits are available if you are registered blind, or severely sight impaired, or partially sighted.
In Northern Ireland, the Registered Blind Smart Pass is a government scheme that grants eligible individuals free travel on public transport services. The scheme is funded by the Northern Ireland Concessionary Fares Scheme and applies to TransLink buses and rail services, as well as cross-border journeys into the Republic of Ireland.
Registered blind people are entitled to free travel on all TransLink bus and rail services, that's Metro, Glider and Ulster Bus, using a Registered Blind Smart Pass. This pass also offers free travel on rural dial-a-lift services and valid point-to-point cross-border travel, whilst partially sighted individuals are entitled to half fare concessions.
You can pick up an application form in person at a manned TransLink bus or rail station. You can request the application form by phoning 028 9066 6630, or you can request one via email by sending your name and full address to smartpass@translink.co.uk.
In Scotland, the Scottish Thistle Assistance is a free initiative designed to make travelling on public transport in Scotland easier and more comfortable for anyone who needs a little extra help. You can use it on buses, trains, trams, planes and ferries across the country. There is the Thistle app or the Thistle card. Both options let you tell transport staff quickly and discreetly what kind of support you would like. For example, more time to get to your seat or clearer, slower communication.
You can use the Thistle card on the CityLink, which provides an extensive network of express coaches connecting over 200 destinations across Scotland, including services to Northern Ireland and seasonal routes to Blackpool. The seven-city network connects Scotland's major hubs, which are Glasgow, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, Dundee, Inverness, Perth and Stirling. In the Highlands and West Coast, it connects the central belt to rural and tourism destinations in the Highlands and Islands.
The Thistle card or app do not give you free discounted travel. For this, you would need to apply for an NEC, which is a National Entitlement Card, giving free unlimited standard class travel on registered local and long distance buses across Scotland. If your card has an I+1 symbol, a companion can travel with you for free on ScotRail services within Scotland. It also entitles you to free travel on registered local bus services and on standard class ScotRail services within Scotland. It also covers travel to and from Carlisle and Berwick-on-Tweed.
To apply for a Thistle card, email thistlecard@sestran.gov.uk or ring on 01 31 524 5153, or write to Thistle Assistance, SESTRAN 3D Bridge, Victoria Quay, and the postal address is Echo Hotel 6, 6 Quebec, Quebec.
To apply for an NEC card, you can submit an application online via the getyournec.scot portal.
Hopefully you will find some of this information useful. And Jill and I would like to wish you safe and happy journeys wherever you may wander.
Thank you for listening to Sound and Vision with Bob and Jill. Take care, and until the next time, it's goodbye from us both.
DNF Soundings.